Blog Talk Radio.
I'm future focused, cause I looked in the mirror. 2020 vision, see myself more clearer. Face trials and many errors, but Lord, you never let me down. And for that, notice I'm better now. Even when some folks wanted to kill me out, fear had to go, so they worry and doubt. I bounce back, you can't kill me out.
Welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G, and thank you guys for tuning in for another episode. I'm not going to prolong the introduction. Thank you guys. I wasn't able to be on the air last week because I literally didn't have a voice, and my voice is just now coming back. It's still a little bit raspy, but, you know, I'm back. So tonight we're going to have my guest, Jeff Peckham, and he's going to come on, and we're going to talk about good men still exist. And I want to jump right into the discussion. The show may flow a little bit different tonight, so we may be on for an hour. We may be on shorter than that. We're just going to open up this discussion because I think it needs to be heard nationwide. We're so used to hearing how there's no good men out there and how, you know, all men are dogs. And to be honest with you, I was one of those people who used to say that until I met a good man. So with all that being said, I'm not going to prolong it any longer. I'm going to get into this discussion, and I'm going to bring my guest on because I can see he's already on the air. Let's get it started. Welcome to the show, Jeff. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. I don't want to prolong it because I understand that you had a little bit of dental work done today. So if at any time you feel like, you know, you're about, you know, done, then we can go ahead and end it. But I want to go ahead and open up the discussion because I believe that this is going to be, okay. If you heard me introducing the show, we always hear about, you know, how there's no good men out there and all men are dogs. And I admitted that in the past, I was one of those women who said that. But I realized, you know, after I met a good man that, you know, what I was saying came from a place of hurt. And I was wrong because I was putting all men in the same category. And that's what I want to talk to you about tonight. We're going to start off with the first question is, when you hear that, when you hear people and hear women say there are no good men out there, how does that make you feel?
Me personally probably just feel that obviously they've been hurt and, but I'm pretty sure they didn't feel that way in the beginning of the relationship. So, I'm probably just coming from a different perspective. It's like you've been through a relationship and it went south at the end. You may feel one way or another. And some people hold on to that. I don't want to call it a grudge, but those feelings longer than other people. But reality is if you give it another shot, you got to go into it with an open mind and can't hold those. Can't keep those feelings with you when you're going into the next relationship. Like if something goes bad after, you know, you're with the person for a month or two, you can't just immediately think like the whole deal is going to be shot, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and is it fair to say that when it comes to this type of thing and have men gotten a fair shake at it, so to speak? I mean, because I believe that there are good men, there's good women. Just as well as on the flip side of that, there are some that are not good. You know what I mean? That are not good. Or I don't want to even use that. I just want to say that, you know, I don't know what causes them to misuse or mishandle or mistreat other people. I don't know what happened to them that caused them to be that way. But do you think in the grand scheme of things that men get the short end on that?
I don't know. That's a good question, but maybe just because it's verbalized a little more.
Yeah.
Maybe so, but I guess it depends on what circles you run into, you know, because everybody's, I won't say everybody, but most people have been through a relationship that just didn't pan out one way or the other, whether you got married and you got divorced or you just dated and it didn't pan out. So if you've been through a lot of those situations, you're probably going to be a little bit more negative and a little more hesitant in the next one. But the key is to try to have an open mind, you know?
Yeah. And so, like, coming from a man's perspective, like I said, I've been in and I realized when I was, you know, when I was saying that, you know, there ain't no good men out here. You know what? All men are dogs. They, and I would say that it took me years to realize that it was coming from a hurt place. It was coming from the past, the previous relationship. And I mean, I gave you men a hard time for real. Like, you couldn't approach me without me doing the rolling of the neck and the snappiness. I mean, I had an attitude for real. And it was hard to even get in my area. But I realized that it's true when people say hurt people hurt other people.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're on the show tonight because I wanted people to hear that there are good men out there. And I want, you know, if you're comfortable, you know, what, I guess I should say, let me see. I'm trying to see how to word this. What made you agree to be on the show? We'll start there.
One of my close friends from past 30 years asked me if I would be on there. So, to be honest, that's how it happened.
Yeah, we have that close friend of yours we have in common, Reggie. Reginald Smith, we both know him, and, you know, he's a good guy, I would say.
Yeah.
And I think he asked because you've experienced some rocky relationships, I should say. And are you comfortable with you know, talking about it? We're not to bash the other person, but just from your perspective on, you know, you being a good guy, how it went wrong, you know what I'm saying, and how it made you feel. Because women are vocal. We let you know how it made us feel. We let you know, coming from a man's perspective, because men don't talk a lot. You guys hold a lot of things in. So are you okay that, you know, talking about it a little bit? You know, was it just one bad relationship? Was it more than one? You know, do you mind talking about it a little?
Yeah, no, I got about 38. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but I can talk about one of them without obviously saying names or anything, you know?
Yeah, we don't have
like,
to say any names.
How do you want me to start off?
However you're comfortable. Like, you know, was it just like a relationship, a dating relationship? Was this a marriage? Or, you know, was there other aspects involved, you know? Because you we hear all the time. Go ahead. Yeah, you go ahead.
I was going to say, obviously, it's just coming from my perspective, but if you talk to the party, I know you won't be able to, but they may say, like, no, it wasn't anything like that, you know? But it's like, I do HR work, and it's kind of an investigation-type situation. It's very similar in relationships because there's always, like they say, two sides to every story, and then there's the truth, you know? So, if you want me to just talk about one of them, I can.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll leave the platform open for you to discuss it because I don't want to approach it, you know what I'm saying? Because we aren't going to call out names and I don't want it to seem like a show about bashing women or men. I just want to get your point of view and how you view it.
Yeah. Well, okay, one relationship I was involved in and ended up getting married and had my son through this relationship. But I think it started to turn south, and I don't know if it's like this for all relationships that don't work out, is when once we had the child, you know, once we had my son, it's like you go from it's a whole new world, to be honest, because you go from, like, no responsibility other than yourself and when you want to go on a date to you still have that in common, but yet now you have a third party involved, and that third party has to be taken care of 24/7, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody probably who has a kid goes through that, whether they get married or not, you know? This day and age, not everybody gets married when they have a kid. So, but you had that third party involved there, it changes everything, you know? And it's something nobody can really prepare you for. You can hear all your friends talk about it and stuff, but until it happens, and like little simple stuff too, like, all right, I go play basketball twice a week. We have this kid now, so, you know, I can't go twice a week now, but can I go once? You know, you just kind of want to work stuff out so I can still go a little bit and still have my responsibility taking care of the home, right? Little stuff like that turns into big issues, and then stuff kind of gets blown out of proportion because you both get frustrated with each other, and it kind of goes south pretty quick, you know? Anyways, without specifying too many details, that was as I guess immature as it sounds, that was one of the things we could never get on the same page about. And it was basketball, which sounds kind of crazy. You're like, okay, I've been doing this since I've been, you know, 12, 13 or something. And now you're telling me I basically can't go anymore because we have a kid. You know, I still worked, of course, you know, but you're like, that don't make no sense. You know, little stuff like that. Because to me, and to most men, we're like, well, hell, you ain't trying to go out to the club or something. You know what I'm saying? You're just going to the gym. You know, it's just, and it just kind of grew into a ball of confusion and frustration, and more things got added on. But I think that was one of the, like I said, as crazy as it sounds, that was one of the root causes of how it started to go south. But not blaming my child, obviously, it's a great addition. But just mentally preparing you for that third party and changing your life, you know, makes it difficult.
How's that? And I can relate. I can relate because I'm a single mother, you know, and I'm the sole, you know, being the sole provider. When I, you know, had my son, my whole world changed. It wasn't just me. So now everything I do, I have to think ahead of time. Okay, you know what? How is this going to affect my son? How, you know, I have to plan with that in mind. And, you know, and I can see, you know, it may seem silly to some people, you know, what you were saying, but, you know, a lot of times relationships do end up breaking up over the small things. It's not the big things, it's the small things, and then you pile other things on top of it. But if you can ever communicate and figure out a way to make that thing balance and make that thing work with the small things, then those other things wouldn't get, you know what I mean? You wouldn't pile all that other stuff on it. Does that make sense? You know, and a lot of times people don't do that. Do you think that it would have benefited you all? I don't know if you did. Did you guys go through counseling before you got married? Do you think, and if you did it help? Or do you think, if you didn't, do you think it would have benefited? So you guys could have discussed all these things and say, you know, look, can we agree that I'm going to go to basketball at least once a week? You know, what do you think? Did you go?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we went to counseling after when it got when it started to go downhill, but ultimately, that didn't help because we both came out of counseling hearing what we wanted to hear, to be frankly honest, you know, which sounds odd, but we keyed on things that benefited us, you know, like, you know, I was coming out like, okay, you hear what he said? You ought to be able to go at least once a week, you know, and then she was saying, well, I heard that, but did you hear this? You know what I'm saying? Just throwing stuff back at me, and it ultimately it did not help, but I tell you what, going through those things, the key for me to get through them, just mentally anyways, is have a good support group. Like, you know, Reggie, he's great. And he hasn't been married, so he comes with a different perspective, but he always makes you think, and you need a friend like that that's like, you know what, I didn't even think about that, you know? Let me think about that for a little bit and even try that, you know? And then another one of my friends who has been married a long time, his advice is great as well, is make sure you're on the same page, because I got a different relationship that I went through where it appeared to be we were headed the same way, but ultimately behind the scenes, there was a different plan that she had going on that I could never figure out.
And wow.
Opposite of what you say, where like men don't always talk. I was trying to find out, and I was kind of got shut down, which to me, that should have been, looking back on it, should have been a signal that, hey, dummy, wake up. She's not looking for the long-term thing. You know what I'm saying? And, but anyways, back up to my other friend. His name's Ed. Great advice. Make sure you're on the same page. You know, talk about those things. If it's not what the thing, if the things you want are not what she's agreeing to or saying, then you may need to, look elsewhere and not waste your time with that situation, you know?
Yeah. And do you think, and you know what, it's true. That's me thinking, we get stuck in that mode, me thinking, okay, all men don't talk, but you're right. You know, it goes both ways. It goes both ways.
Yeah.
And it's not always the men who are not interested in the long term. There are women who are not interested in the long term.
Yeah.
Do you think with the marriage though, do you think that it would have benefited if you guys had counseling before you got into it and see were you on the same, you know what I mean? Do you think it would have benefited? You just think that was just, it just wasn't the right, the right matching.
It could have benefited. I'm not sure since it didn't go through it, but however, I think it still would have ultimately been that deal where once you have a kid, you're not really ready for that. Even though you hear the stories and you know what I'm saying? It's just until that reality hits you in the face, whether it's finances, because finance is usually a big problem for folks, in relationships.
Yeah.
And then you have the kid on top of that. It just gets a big ball of confusion. People get frustrated, you know? But it may have helped. I'm not sure.
Yeah. You know, I think, and people say it all the time that, you can, plan for your children and all that. I don't think that, you can plan to a certain point, but honestly, every child is different. Every situation is different. And I really don't think that you can read all the books in the world, but I really don't think you can really be completely prepared for it. I don't think that that's something that you can really be prepared for because, like I said, you can plan and you can have money saved up in the bank and all this other stuff, but then your child comes and there's something else that comes from the left field that you didn't plan for. Financially, you're good, but you didn't plan for this other part of it. You know what I mean? So that's something that, as a single parent, I don't feel that you can ever be completely prepared for it. You just kind of have to, because I haven't dotted every I and crossed every T with my son. So, things that I learned now, okay, you know what? I don't need to approach it that way anymore. Like I said, every child is different. So, that's just, my thoughts on it. Now, coming from, having that relationship, a lot of times it causes people, not just men and women, because it caused me from the bad relationship I had with my son's father, it caused me to completely have a wall up. Like I said, I had attitude. I completely had attitude. You coming from having, haven't had the relationship that worked out quite like, worked out yet. Does it kind of put you to a place where you just don't want to try anymore? Like you just want to be like, look, if it happens, it happens. I'm not looking for it. I'm just not, I'm over it.
That's kind of a good question because I think everybody kind of deals with it differently. Like, women probably the same way. I just don't know about that side of it. But like men, some men, like you're talking about, the relationship don't work out and immediately they want to go out and, meet somebody new. Some of them. And then some of them, like me, I need some, I don't call it downtime, but I'm trying to get over that before I can proceed because I don't want to treat the next person like dirt, But some people ain't like that, So I don't know. That's a good question.
And see, for me, like I said, from my perspective, and it works both ways. There are some women, and I actually had friends after almost 20 years with my son's father what told me, the best way to get over a man is to get another man. And at that point, I won't hear in it. I really didn't want to hear that. Like, I didn't want to go there because it took a lot for me to give my heart because I'm not one of those who just gives my heart freely. So when the next guy came along, I gave him a rough time. And it took me a while before I stopped putting my ex's stuff on him. It took a long time, And I think sometimes that when you rush into it too fast, and you haven't really healed yourself, and you haven't let yourself heal and figured out where you are and who you are, that sometimes you bring that other baggage from that past thing, and it's not fair to the other person. You know, it's not fair. Everybody comes with something. You know what I mean? Everybody does come with something.
Yeah.
And if you can find somebody that's willing to help you unpack that baggage, then wonderful.
Yeah.
But it's not fair to,
you
know, bring all that extra stuff.
I was going to say, you probably figured you gave your whole heart to the deal, you know, the relationship, and it didn't work out. So why want to rush into something else?
Exactly. Yeah, and then I had this, you know, a couple of friends like, girl, you better get, best way to get over one is to get another one. I'm like, no, like I'm not there. That may work for you, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna work for me, and really, it's not working for you either because you're not really getting over the person. You're just trying to fill in that empty void for right now because you're not dealing with the issues.
Yeah, I think that when you get to that spot, if you're able to do that, like I wasn't able to do that. I was like Marcus from Boomerang. Just down it out. but if you're able to do that, as long as you communicate that with whoever you meet, you know, then at least you're being honest, you know. It's really not my thing either, because if I like the person, then you know, it's difficult, you know. But everybody's different. So, you know, if you're able to do that and you're like, hey, you can go to movies or dinner or whatever, but I'm still getting over this relationship. At least you're honest, you know, because if it doesn't pan out, then they can't really get mad because you tell them up front, right?
Exactly.
I mean,
I think
mentally
just don't.
I was going to say mentally, I think what your friend is saying is actually true, because when you're alone and you're just in the you know, the pits, and you just keep reminiscing and you're dragging yourself down, it's not doing anything for you, you know, because whether the person comes back or not, I mean, do you really want to be with them if they come back? You know?
Exactly,
because,
yeah.
I mean, when people come back, I kind of find out myself, even through another relationship, when they come back, I mean, they're still the same person. People change a little bit, but ultimately they're still the same person. So unless you change a lot,
truly,
my take is it's probably not going to work out the second time around, and I'm just speaking from my experience. It may seem like it at first because you ain't seen them and been with them in a while, but ultimately, they're the same person, and usually so are you, you know?
Yes, and then you end up putting more hurt when they end up doing the same thing. You end up putting more hurt on top of hurt that you never really dealt with. Yeah.
Yep.
So you're right. I didn't think about it in that way, you know, so that may have been what they were meaning. I just took it like, you know, and like I said, I was angry, and I was bitter, and I was hurt.
Yeah.
So I really wasn't feeling it. You know what I'm saying? So I really wasn't feeling it at the time. And, you know, so I kind of, like I said, the next person that came along had a rough time. And, you know, a real rough time. I'm just now getting those rough edges kind of, you know, smoothed out. Because it takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time.
Oh, yeah.
Now, going from there, I think that somebody may be on the line. I don't know if they're just listening in. I'm going to see if they want to say anything, because sometimes people call. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Okay, they're probably just listening in, because sometimes they'll call instead of just going on the online and listening. And there's a whole bunch of call, you know, a whole bunch of numbers on here that I see in my studio, and they're nine times out of ten people who are just, you know, listening in. But looking at everything that you've been through, and it doesn't sound like you're bitter. That's the surprising thing. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't sound like you're bitter at all. It sounds like, you know, you've worked through some things, and, you know, which is, like I said, surprising. And I don't know why I'm saying surprising, maybe because I felt like you would be like I was, mad and angry. But looking at things now, not saying that you're out looking for someone else or whatever, but if someone else comes along and when you're ready, how would you, is there a different way you would approach it? Would you approach it guarded, or how would do you see some things that you may want to, you would change differently going into a new relationship?
Probably just try to things that I know that I can't deal with, because you know when you get to a certain age, you kind of know yourself and the relationships you've been through, mm-hmm. and why they didn't work out, and you're like, okay, when these red flags come up, like somebody that doesn't want to compromise, you're like, okay, that's not gonna work, because that's not even reality, you know. Whether just from my perspective, whether they think they're so good looking that you need to, they ain't gonna ever say this, but the way they act, you need to bow down to them or something, like, that's not reality. So that relationship not gonna work no matter who they get with, you know. But
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, just somebody who's, you know, you don't find somebody exactly like you, but obviously things in common. And but the thing to look out for, and not that you like waiting for them to make a mistake, because you're not perfect either, but just stuff you know you can't tolerate in the long run, you know, like you don't think I'm probably a nut or something, but like I met somebody and they want to hit the club like twice a week, you know, that's not my thing, so it ain't gonna happen, you know.
I go out
with my girls every Wednesday, yeah. And I'm going out every Saturday, and I'm like, all right, well, you can go ahead, but I know I ain't gonna be with them, you know. Stuff you know you can't tolerate. Just, you know, be aware of those things.
And do you think, like, going into, let's see, do you feel that you will ever be married again? Is that something that, well, I guess I'll say, not that you think you ever be, is that something that you want to be? Do you ever want to be married again? After coming through what you've been through, would you ever marry again?
Trying to put all my business out. No, <I'm just> maybe. I mean, it just depends. I mean, I don't want to. I get to the point where, like, you just, like, let's wait and see what happens kind of a deal, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to run out and do it first opportunity, I don't think, but. You don't never want to say never, because you may end up going that route, you know?
Okay, well, that's fair. That's fair. That way, well, yeah. you're not really giving a yes or no. You just, you know, leaving
yes.
It kind of, yeah, that's fair. And that, you know, that was a good way to answer that question. I know I kind of put you on the spot with that. But that was a good way to answer that one. I just feel like, you know, a lot of times when you've been hurt, and it's good that you can answer that question in that way, because it shows, again, that you're not bitter. You know, you understand that things just sometimes don't work out, you know, and, you know, it's not just one person's fault. It just didn't work out. You just wasn't you just didn't match, you know, you didn't mesh. And the way you worded that was good, because a lot of times when things happen, and relationships, like, you know, end, and you've had more than one relationship that ended, you're like, you know what? And that the answer would have been totally different had I asked someone else that was still in that space of bitterness. The answer would have been no.
Oh, yeah.
I don't ever want to. I did it one time. I'm done. I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? I'm not doing it again. Mm-hmm. Not getting married. So, you know, and you hear that a lot from women and men. You know, you do, after they've been, you know, been hurt. Because being hurt is hard. It's just a hard thing to deal with. It's a hard thing to get over. And like you said earlier in the show, you had great support. And for someone, you know, like for me, now that I think about it, and you opened my eyes to something too, when you were saying that my friend may have meant like not being alone. And, you know, just finding something to do. That opened my eyes to some things, because had I done that and just been out, not necessarily looking for a man, but, you know, or, you know, put myself out there like that, but just being out and not in the house, I may have not gone through a lot of the depression that I went through.
Right.
And that type of thing.
You know,
and I never looked at it that
way.
You
can still, it'll let you know you can still go out and have a good time, and you don't have to be committed like you're going to be headed to the altar. As long as you put that out there up front, you know, it probably would help. I mean, it's advice that I wish I would have took when I was younger myself. I ain't gonna lie. So.
Yeah, that's what I tell, you know, my son. My son is 16 years old, and, you know, and I don't, you know, one of my friends is like, you know, I wouldn't say friend, but somebody that I associate with, they're like, well, you know what? He shouldn't have all these different girls that he talks to. So I said, let me tell you something. My son is 16 years old. He's not lying to none of them. That's the one thing I told him, just be honest. Don't lie. Yeah. Because when people's feelings get hurt, you never know what it can cause, dark places it can take them to. I said, just be honest with them. So I let my friend know. I said, you know what? He's 16. He's not getting married tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I said, so it's okay that he's talking to a few different girls, because you know what? Every one of them know that he's talking to somebody else. I said, he hasn't lied to them. He's not leading them on. I said, but why did he, you know, everybody, you know, why does he have to be just one strictly one girl? He don't know what he wants yet. He don't know what he wants yet, you know? So, you know, and a lot of times with adults, we don't know, but we get this image in our head. You have to be at this age, you need to be here. At that age, you need to be there. And at this age, you need to be here. And sometimes we map our lives out to that, and when it don't pan out, we're broken.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I've never been married.
Oh, okay.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say,
you were getting ready to say something.
I didn't map my stuff out. You just never know. I mean, you know, you might get dumped, or you might want to dump that person. You know, it's tough when you put them limitations on yourself. Like, hey, I need to be married by 29 or whatever it is, you know?
And you know what? It's funny, but it sounds comical, but I actually know some people that they have things written out that at this age, they're going to be, you know, here. And at this age, they're going to be here. And they're going to have, you know, and then life happens, you know. And then when it happens and that time comes and it's not panned out, they don't know what to do. They're literally like, because they have no idea what to do. You know, you can't map your life out like that, because life happens, and you know, and what our plans is are not always what God's plans are. So, you know, and for me, I mean, I eventually one day want to be married, have never been married, but, you know, eventually want to be married. But that's a whole nother story. I don't want to go off on that, because then I get on my soapbox about some things, and I don't want to. I'm like you. I don't want to put that part of my part of me on the air. You know, I don't want to put that on the air. So I'm usually transparent on my show, but I'm gonna cut that one off right there, because I can go on a whole nother soapbox on that one. Yeah, I'm gonna hold that little bit back, because you know, then you know, a name may pop up, and I don't want to do that to them. You know. I'm going to just leave that one alone. so I'm going to just leave that alone. But I do feel like going from here, like you said, you don't know, you're not going to call it, you're not going to speak on it. But if you ever got to the point, and this is kind of like the other question, but just worded a little bit different because it's another aspect of it. If you ever got to the point where you are and you've met that person and, you know, and you guys have talked and, you know, you find that you got some things in common, some things not, and you, you know, talk to them to see, you know, where you stand on certain things, and you guys get to the point where, okay, yeah, you know what, we're going to do it. We're going to say I do. We're going to tie the knot. We're going to do the whole thing. Do you think it would benefit you if you ever get to the point where you're going to go back in it, to sit down with someone professionally to hash everything out before you get into it? Because I think that counseling beforehand would be a good thing, if you're willing to be completely honest, I guess.
I don't know, because I mean, it's a good idea no matter what, because it may open your eyes to some things you ain't thought about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a good idea. It's not going to hurt anything. The question is, you know, when it's just you and that person in the home, you know, that counselor ain't going to be there. So what's really going to happen, you know? And, of course, you don't know how that's going to happen, really, no matter what you think. But ultimately, the counselor's not there to guide you in those heated situations, and those are when the times when things can go south quick, you know? Probably knowing your partner a little bit better, like I said, the counseling beforehand, like my friend Ed, I know he shared that he did that, and they've remained married. My guess is that's not the only reason, obviously, but it definitely wouldn't help. I mean, hurt to go through that, you know, before you got married.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, if I ever get to that point, then that would be something that I would be willing to do, because it, you know, I think that I think it's a benefit. And then you kind of can lay, as long as, you know, you don't know going in that we have to be completely honest, because this is like a life-changing mm-hmm. situation. So, you know what I'm saying? And even, you know, I don't feel that you can ever really truly know a person, because there's always going to be something, and this is just me, I think that there's always going to be something that some people are just going to always hold to themselves, that one thing or two things that they're always just going to keep, you know, and you're never really going to, and then it's hard to really fully say that you're ever going to really fully know someone, because we're always growing, maturing, learning, and changing. So mm-hmm. that aspect of it is one thing. But as long as you know the real core to a person, so to speak, I'm using that because I don't know, for lack of a better word, so to speak, even when you grow and change, I think it can still be a good connection. If you go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's meant to be, you know, it'll still work. And I guess that, you know, that's how I want to say that, for lack of a better word or a better way of phrasing it. Now, if, say, for instance, I'm going to give you a scenario. And, you know, you have a friend that comes to you and they're thinking about, you know, marriage and they're thinking about, you know, getting into, and this is going to be two part, getting into, you know, making that final step, so to speak. What advice would you give that person? Coming from, not just because of what you've been through, but because of what you've been through. But what advice would you give that person? If you had a buddy that came to you and said, you know what, man, I'm thinking about really settling down, you know, da 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 da. What you think? Would you have any advice
about, you know,
for
like,
them? Or?
Trying to think if I know the girl or not? Because, you know, if I didn't know her, probably things, what are some of the things she does on a daily basis or weekly or whatever that kind of bother you a little bit? And are you going to be able to live with that? Because right now you're probably in two different apartments or something. And just because the little stuff becomes big stuff when you live with somebody every day. And those are some of the things you need to watch out for. Obviously, like my example, like I'm not going to get that far with somebody. Like if there's some basic requirements, like I said about the club example, like she's going to club twice a week. I know I'm not even dating this person because that's not my thing, you know? So,
yeah.
But the little stuff is what you're going to see every day. That would be one thing. The other thing, like go back to what I said earlier, the best thing that's been there for me is a group of friends, because no matter how low you get, you can always contact them. And, you know, as most folks know, a true friend is going to tell you the truth. Like, look,
exactly.
You know, she does this and this, and as long as I've known you, you've not been able to tolerate that in anybody else, so why are you going to be able to do it now? You know, try to open your eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd probably try to do some similar stuff, like the advice I would get, you know? Only your true friends are going to do that. The ones that are just your so-so friends will be like, yeah, man, go ahead and do it without thinking anything. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not living it.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm glad you said it, because I was going to say that to a true friend. And my friend, I can count on one hand. I keep my circle very small. And those are the ones who can check me at any point and say, look, you know, and they can, you know, those are the ones that can, you know, see me going way to the left. I'm like, hey, Shell, I don't know what's going on with you, but you might better pull that back in, because that's not even you.
Yep.
Or they'll be the ones to say, you know what? You need to open your eyes, because dude is using you, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and they'll tell me now whether I take that advice.
Yeah,
it's up to
key.
Me. You know what I mean? But, you know, and a lot of times, you know, and for me, even with the 20-year, almost 20-year relationship I had, I was told a number of times, you better leave because he ain't going to change, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I stayed. saw everything, mm-hmm. saw the cheating, all of it, you know, the children that were being produced through it, you know, outside of, you know, our relationship. And I stuck there, and I don't know, but, and I came to realize later on that that was because I had issues within myself as well. But, you know, that's why I say a good friend can tell you, you know, look, this one ain't I don't see this being the one for you. But it's up to you to decide whether you're going to take that advice and move on. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and a lot of times, we, you know, I've seen it sometimes where friends will tell us and we'll get mad with the friend because we really love this person and we'll get mad with it. Well, I don't know if the guys do that, but girls do. Mm. Girls
now,
do. I don't know if it's the same way.
Sometimes you're just in left field, though, when you get in a relationship. But your friends, like you said, they'll check you and, you know, Reg and Ed, hey, man, what are you doing? You know, that kind of stuff. Like, you need to think about this. And the key is, like you said, are you going to take that advice? Because your friends ain't going to steer you wrong. You know, they're almost
exactly.
like your parents, but in a way that you should definitely be listened to, because the parents, you know, you're trying to rebel against them a lot. But your friends, they're not going to tell you anything that's going to hurt you. So you should really, really listen to them when they tell you something about a relationship, you know, because they can see it. You just don't a lot of times.
Exactly. You know, and like I said, well, with women, you know, a lot, sometimes we listen to each other, but sometimes when we're in our feelings and we really, really like this, but, you know, it takes us really being hurt, you know, and really just getting to a point where, you know, the friend can tell you over and over again. But for me, the friend, you know, friends were telling me over and over again, and it was me. I had to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. I had to get tired, and that's when I decided, you know what I mean? And at one point, I got mad with my friend. Why are you just saying that? Because you ain't got nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And now
yeah.
I'm like, girl, you were really stupid. Like, that was just really just dumb. Now I look at it like,
yeah.
You know what? That was dumb. You spent 20 almost, well, like a few months from being 20 years of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, and you were told it was in your face, you know what I'm saying? So I guess, you know, and not every woman is the same, but you know, I guess, you know, that was my situation. I should put it that way because I don't want to lump everybody the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, guys
do
that too.
You know.
I mean, like, I'm not saying just because they told me that I listened all the time, but and they're friends, so even though you get hurt, they're like, "I told you, you should have listened." You know, it's not that they're like, "Well, what are you gonna do now?"
You left
that's
part
one
out.
Of the keys too. Yeah, right.
You left
I'm
that little
it
part
in
out when you said it. You left that little part out in the beginning. You made it seem like, yeah, you know, your boys feel like, yeah, and you listen. You left that little part out, so
well,
this is not just us women. You guys do it too.
Well, yeah, I listened. I just didn't follow the instructions. You know, they said, let that go. That, you know, there's other things out there, you know? Yeah. You gotta just, sometimes you need to follow through with some of the comments that your friends have, you know?
Yeah, you do. Because you're right. If they're true friends and you know your true friends from the ones who are not, the ones that you just get. So if they're true friends, you should always, you know, take heed, you know, heed to what they're saying, you know, because they're not going to steer you wrong because they have your best interest at heart. They don't want to see you hurt. And a lot of times, like you said, a person on the outside can see something that you can't see because you're on the inside. And, you know, love is blind a lot of times. Not that you can't see it. It's just that you'll choose not to see it or choose not to acknowledge it because you're in love. You know, let's see. See, time has gone by. You feeling okay to finish this last 15 minutes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I know you had some dinner work done, and we were
always
way
fun
past 30.
That Novocaine wall. Mm-hmm.
We have gone way past the 30 minutes. So I was like, okay. And in the beginning, I was like, I don't know how the show going to roll. It may roll. We may be 30 minutes. We may be an hour. We'll just see. But that's how my show rolls anyway. I don't do questions before you. I like for it just to go like a conversation. And usually it just really flows really well. And I don't, you know, I don't like it to be scripted. So, you know, we just let it go how it goes. But in this next few minutes, before we do close out, what would you say to the women out there who feel like I used to feel, that there are no good men, that all men are dogs. And like I said, I felt that way coming from what I was. That was until I met a good man. So what would you say to those who are out, to women, coming from a man? Because a lot of times when a woman hears it from a man, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. And you can toot your own horn if you want. That's fine. But what would you say to that woman out there who feels like, you know what, there's no good men out there?
Tooting my own horn because I've never been so – I guess you got to find out what the person – you know, what's the goal? You know, first you want to date a little bit, which is cool. Just be honest, you know? So
yeah,
be honest about what you're looking for. You know, I just want to date and see how it goes, which is cool. But then when the other person gets, okay, I want to take it to, like, next level, then, like my friend told me, you got to be on the same page and you got to get the confirmation. Don't just say it and be like, all right, so it's going to happen now. What do you want? You got to get what's their side. Don't just say it and think because you said it, that's the way it's going to be. Hey, let's make this a long-term thing. What do you think? All right, let's do it. You know, don't just fill in the answers for her, in my example. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the confirmation, do what she wants. I just want to keep dating for right now. Okay, that's cool. I can handle that. You know, or you know what? I might want to date somebody. I want to go out with somebody else and just see how it is for a little bit. All right. At least you know, right? But it's like the only thing I could say, you know, I was hurt and I was moping around and I looked stupid and all that craziness, but it didn't help nothing in the long run. You know, when you're just wasting your life when you're basically regretting somebody, like the relationship didn't work and you just moping around. Because I did that for months, like didn't want to see nobody else and all that crazy mess. And you're just wasting your life, unfortunately. But, you know, everybody, well, most people, when they give their heart, they end up there sooner or later, at least through one relationship, I would think, you know. But
yeah,
the key is to get past that point and you got to have an open mind, because just because one person hurt you doesn't mean everybody's like that, no matter. I mean, if you really think about it, that's kind of along those racial lines. Like when somebody says, like, all this color people or that, or man, you're crazy to say something like that, you know? So you can't really think that way. I mean, and if you go back to the beginning, like I said, when we first started, in the beginning of the relationship, it had to be all right because you got involved with the person, you know?
Yeah,
so you didn't always hate that person. You know, you had some good times, whether you got married or didn't. You know, if you went out with them a couple times and you got some feelings, then obviously it was good in the beginning. So it can be good with somebody else. You know, you just got to have an open mind and be honest. It's kind of a pun, I guess. Be honest with them. You know, like, what are you looking for? I just got our relationship. I want to just go out and date a little bit, see how it goes, and kind of go from there. You know, that'd be my thought. Just tell them the honest truth. But the one thing I'll say is, because I moped around, like I said, for months, and my friends were trying to uplift me and like, man, what are you doing? Man, I ain't doing nothing. And they're like, well, why don't you get out and do this or go there? And the fact of the matter is, what they were saying is exactly true. You're wasting your life. And even if you go out, just do something different, because you're probably going to meet somebody new. Like, you know, just try a different activity. Like, if you go, like me, I go play basketball at the YMCA or whatever. Okay, do something different. Go to a park and go for a walk and just see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Go to a different side of town and just do something different that you normally don't do. And them little tips help, too. I ain't going to lie to you. It gets you out of the norm. You'll see, you'll have a new experience. You may run into somebody, you know. It just opens up some different avenues. But the key is, to anybody that listens, including myself, is if it doesn't work out, don't waste your life moping around and getting depressed. It's not worth it. There's somebody out there that'll spend time with you and wants to have fun, you know?
Yeah, and that's perfect advice. That's perfect, and you're right. And I like what you said about, you know, go do something different. Because if you're sitting there and you're going to the same place, you're going to see the same people. Do you go to the gym every Wednesday, and you go at a certain time every Wednesday? And there's some people that got that same routine. So you're really not meeting anybody new. You're really not, you know what I'm saying? You're around the same people. So you're right. Do something different from what you're used to doing. Do some, you know, you like you say, go walk in the park. You never know who's going to be sitting in the, on the park bench, you know, that you can strike up of a conversation, not looking for a relationship, but you never know. You never know. You know, it may end up being like one of the best friends you ever had, but you won't know because you're stuck in your own routine and you don't want to vary from that. And that's perfect advice. And you're absolutely right. And, you know, when you're saying that, you know, don't mope around. And that was the issue that I think a lot of us can relate to who have had failed relationships. We sit around and we mope around feeling, you know, trying to figure out the what was wrong with me or what did I do wrong or what happened here and what happened there. And, you know, you're wasting your, you're right, you're wasting your life away. Yep. You know, and for what? You know, it didn't work. I always tell people now that I'm past that point. I tell people now that, you know, call me for different, you know, different reasons or whatever. I said, you know what? If you got to cry, cry it out. Cry it out and then get up, wash your face, get yourself dressed. And when you walk out that door, hold your head up and be the best you that you can be. Take it one day at a time if you have to. But don't stay in. And that's what it took for me. But, you know, you said it, you know, for a few months. For me, it took years. I stayed in a slump for years. You know, I mean, I worked and did my normal motherly stuff and did my day-to-day thing, but it took years before I, you know, really got completely to the point where I was, you know, a little bit okay. Now I'm good. You know, now I'm good, but it took years. But had I had that advice that you know, get up, go do, you know what I'm saying? I didn't look at it that way. And it's good to see things from a different perspective. It's good to see things from a man's perspective. That makes a difference. Yeah. It makes a big difference.
Yeah.
It has been nice talking to you, Jeff.
Hey,
it really has. Now,
thanks for having me.
I'm not really good at pronouncing names, and I don't know if I pronounce your last name right or not. Peckham. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yep. Oh, I did. See, I'm always surprised when I do because I am horrible with names. Jeff, I couldn't mess up. Jeff, I couldn't mess up. If I mess that up, then I don't need to be on the air. But the last thing, I'm really, really horrible with names. And I kind of practice it, you know, and I was sitting at my desk doing that, like, Peck, you know, different ways that I could have pronounced your name.
Yeah.
So at least I got that right. And I'm so glad go ahead.
I was going to say, when people are pronouncing it, I say it's like the soccer guy, Beckham, but with a P.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. I didn't think about that. And I was just, honestly, it sounds simple to some people, but I really did practice your last name. Because I was like, okay, I'm going to get up there and I'm just going to mess up this guy's name because I'm really not good with names. I'm not.
That's all right.
So, yeah, so I did do that right. It really has been a pleasure talking to you. And I'm when I talk to Reggie, I'm gonna thank him for suggesting you come on the show because it's really, like I said, it's really good to hear, you know, from a male's perspective. You know, it was a good conversation. It was a great conversation.
Yeah, it was.
And I thank you. You can just hold on for just one moment. I'm gonna go ahead and end the show, and then, you know, I'm gonna close it out. But thank you again for being on the show. And maybe we'll talk again sometime. You never know.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I want to say to the listeners out there, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. This was a great conversation, and it was an eye-opener for me. I thank Mr. Peckham. I was going to say Beckham because he just gave me that reference. And I did good all show long, and then I want to mess up at the end. So I'm just going to say Jeff. I thank Jeff for being on the show tonight. It was a great conversation. And for you ladies and men, if you've been hurt, it happened. We're not belittling it, and we're not, like, disregarding it, but just don't stay stuck there. And don't give up on love. There's somebody out there that was created just for you. Don't give up on love. Take your time. Don't rush into it. Take your time and don't take your old baggage into the next relationship. It's not fair to that other person. Be honest with them. Let them know where you're at. This is where I am. I've been hurt. I want to take it slow. Be honest. But don't pile their stuff onto that other person, because they're not that other person. They're not the one who hurt you. Always go into it with an open mind, being willing to take a chance. And if you find yourself just ending a relationship and you are home, get out. Get out. Take the advice from my wonderful guest, Jeff. Get out. Go somewhere different. You never know who you're going to run into. Don't stay in that house and be depressed and beating yourself up and going through your, you know, having your pity party, I like to say. Get out. Don't stay stuck inside. So all you people out there who have been hurt and have had relationships that didn't work out, it's okay. It's life. It's happened to me. It's happened to my guest Jeff. It's happened to a lot of us. But you know what? We didn't stay stuck there. Love still can happen. Yep. So go at it with an open mind. Get out and live your life. Live life. It's not the end. It's just the end of that chapter. Now you can start to write another chapter. So thank you guys for joining me for another episode of the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. Tune in next Wednesday, beginning at 6:30. Not sure who's going to be on. It may just be me talking. We never know. You know how I flow. I just let it flow. So thank you guys again for joining. Until next week. You guys, like I always say, good night and be blessed.
I'm future focused, cause I look in the mirror. 2020 vision, see myself more clearer. Trials and many errors, yeah. But Lord, you never let me down. And for that notice, I'm better now. Even when the folks wanted to kill me out, fear had to go, so they worry and doubt. I bounce back. You can't kill me out.